Okay, part two of the weekly stock market update. If you don't know where part one is, have a look at arpishpatel.com/links. It's on my Telegram, it's on my YouTube, it's on my TikTok, it's on my Instagram. Might not be on Instagram. So arpishpatel.com/links. Now, where are we on the S&P? It had a little bit of a blip down. There's no reason to have a heart attack and panic yet. There will be time enough for all of that. The bloody thing's having one hell of a party. Just look at that. I think it's drunk on its own success. Regardless of that, I don't exit prematurely. I expect the momentum. This is the monthly MACD, monthly. Each one of these prices is the weekly bars. So that's 1 week, that's another week, and so on. And I continue to move up. Now, remember, something I want to teach you, really important. In an upward move like this, notice how you can have periods of falls. Now, how do you know whether to hold on to them? Well, if the monthly MACD is rising, you definitely hold on. If it's flat, you still hold on. If it's falling, you still probably hold on. The only time you exit is if it's fallen beneath its own signal line. You won't find that in any textbook. If it's like it did there. Now, you might want to prematurely exit there if it's already overbought and falling. If you're risk averse, you might sell half your position, but we can worry about that as and when it happens. My point to you at this stage is when it was even falling there, we didn't exit because it was still above its yellow dotted signal line. Its signal line is its moving average. Okay, and then it moved up again. So it does this, square root. And you'll often get square roots in stock price movements. And the trick is you look at this because that tells you when not to get out of the square root. All right. Now, FTSE 100, it is 6.8% up since 1999. I'm just not even going to talk about it. It's beneath me to talk about it. Where are we on the NASDAQ 100? And as for the new £5,000 ISA, well, first of all, if you can invest in private companies, then you'll be doing what Neil Woodford did, and that was a load of rubbish. And anyway, you've got a tax break for those. It's called the SIS. EIS. So you're not going to be investing in private companies. If it's listed, if it's in public companies, well, that they're not going to get the money because it goes to the person who sold it to you, which is usually a foreigner or a foreign fund anyway. So unless it's restricted to IPOs, you're really not going to be giving money to private UK companies. So the money's not really actually going to go to the UK. It's just throwing liquidity at a bunch of UK companies and making money for stockbrokers and fund managers. And I suspect it was stockbrokers and fund managers who lobbied the hell out of the Chancellor. Because they're going to make fees. They're going to make a lot of fees out of that. So well done, Hargreaves Lansdown, for lobbying the Chancellor. Please tell me you didn't. Now, same with the NASDAQ. We're going up on this one, and that's where we are. Now, remember, you can have down months. This is the monthly chart on here. You can have solid down months in an upward trend. Look at that, and people can panic. I'm not panicked at the moment with the NASDAQ. All fine. Now, with Apple, I've sold half the position. Why did I sell half, and why didn't I do it sooner, even given that every single week I've said I'm worried about Apple falling and I wouldn't buy more? I'm holding what I've got, and I'm not selling. Why have I now belatedly sold half? Well, the reason is it's now reached that point. Now, I could have held on. I could easily have held on. But I figure the strength of falls as such, it may well go here. And I know I'll buy it back later at some point. It might drop to there and then move on when I'll buy the other half back. Why didn't I sell 100% of it? Well, because it might sort of do that anyway, as it's done in the past. So it's really a question of risk appetite. If I was very risk averse, I would have got out all the way up here when the MACD was falling. But now it's fallen beneath its signal line, and I don't like it when that happens. It's worse if it happens when it's overbought. That isn't actually even overbought. It's just midway between this top and bottom line. Okay, when it happens in the top quarter, like it did there, then the falls tend to be more prolonged. And you saw from there, it basically didn't go anywhere for 18 months. So Apple at the moment, happy to get rid of half. And then we'll wait till Friday and see what I say then about anything else. Alphabet's only on the Great Investments Program. Microsoft, well, the issue of would I buy more today? No, not because there's anything wrong with Microsoft, but given what's happening with some of the tech companies, I'd rather wait and hold what I've got, and I'm not selling anything. And that is going to start getting a bit toppy. Look at it there. Imagine it's like this. Then you've got four more months of some rises, you'll get some falls, and then you get some rises. It's going to do the square root thing, okay? You might say it's even done it already. It's probably going to do something like that. So I continue holding. I don't trade my investments. If I want to trade, I'll trade. Amazon is great investments program only. Disney. Now, this is unusual because normally by the time the MACD is flat, it's a good time to get in. When it's starting to rise, it's better. When it's crossed its signal lines, it's there. You've probably missed the bulk of the move, and you have missed a big part of the move. And of course, as you know, it's one of our selections at special situations, and I'm still in it, and it is one of those unusually I would buy more of today, even if I hadn't, even though it's moved up a fair bit since we first got in. Okay, so it's one of those which has given us good returns already, but it's one I'd still buy more of today. Don't forget, I've got more to tell you. Don't forget, me and that lovely lady have been doing TV for Yonkies, and there's a picture of Sally somewhere. There she is. Ooh, there she is. There. Can you see that picture behind me over my shoulder? That's me and Sally in 1999 on Bloomberg Television, on our show. Now, NVIDIA. We had a joint show back then. NVIDIA. Now, what do you do with this when something is seriously overbought on the MACD? Well, personally, you know, this can still go a lot higher. It can basically go up another 50% and the P/E ratios will only be what they were in the past. So it could easily go up another 400, let's say, to 1,300. Oh, look, I've already marked it on the chart for you. That's an over-exuberant team who've done that. Ignore that for the moment, but it can do that. So I'm not buying more. Why are you not buying more if you think it's going to go up? Well, because it's overbought and I don't want to lose my shirt in case it drops sharply and I miss it. So I'm not selling any at the moment. I continue to hold what I've got. Would I buy more today? No, I don't like that risk. However, if it drops X, e.g. 10%, let's revisit and decide how much we sell then. I don't know today how much I'd sell if it dropped 10%. Might sell none, might sell 50%. Let's see how I feel at the time. Tesla, as you know, we got in as a special situation in January of last year. We got out in October after this fall because the MACD was below its signal line. I just thought, look, I want to get the hell out of here. I want to reduce my equity exposure, as I've said every single week since October. It subsequently rose, but I kept talking about it and saying, oh, look, it's going back up. Who knows? And then it's fallen some more. But as long as that stays downwards and below its signal line, it's not going to be another special situation. Why do I talk about it? Because you guys like it. Meta, it's on the Great Investments Program. NXP is obviously, as you know, one that I hold if you've been following my Telegram. It's one that I hold. If you're on the Great Investments Program, you'll already know that. So I continue holding it. I'm certainly not selling any at the moment, and I'm happy with things as they stand. Qualcomm is another one that I own. And there you go. And it's one of those, again, few where I don't normally say this mid-holding, but I'm not just holding it. I probably would buy more today if I didn't already own it. Although I'd probably wait till Friday, just see how the market, given that it's had a bad week. I don't like buying into poor week market performance, even if individual stocks are fine. Okay, ServiceNow, just so you know, I've sold out of, took the profits on that one. Which were, I can't remember how much they were. They're 80%, 90%, 100% in the last year or so that we've had it. Special situations are like this. That's why we hold for 12 months, because after that, things go a bit. Netflix, I don't own. As you know, I have been talking about it ever since here. And sometimes people go, oh, I bet you missed that one. No, there's plenty of places to make money. Why do I cover it? It wasn't bought down here. We don't have a crystal ball. It was bought here. Or rather, I started talking about it here. After those big results, and it was to show you something educationally, that even after results, there's ample time to make money. And you can see that there, and that's what's happened with it. An over-exuberant team have said this, that's wrong. Okay, and I've got to tell them, stop putting projections on when I've not asked them. And it's a bit overbought, so it could get a bit toppy and choppy. So let's be careful. I'll keep an eye on it for you. But it just shows you, even after good results, it's not that you've missed the boat. It all depends on the nature of the beast, and that's why you should watch these broadcasts. Now, here's an example to show you how MACD isn't the holy grail. This is why we need to tick value, growth, income, cash flow. We don't bottom fish, so we certainly wouldn't be looking to buy this. But you can see how things can remain flat and rubbish for ages. And people sometimes think, oh, now's the time to buy. No, it's not. Simple as that. I've got more stocks for you. Please look at all these comments and videos that I've got on YouTube. I've got a million views on my channel now talking about pensions and how they let you down. Part 3 coming soon. If there isn't a part three, it's because there's nothing more to say.